We turn our attention today to the Bible. There are a lot of questions and concerns and even attacks against the Bible, and we're going to examine the book itself and see a little bit more about it. And the more we understand about the Bible and some of these foundational principles about it, I think the less confusion that will be present in our lives and the less confusion we'll have when we examine it. So we want to start with the idea of the writing of the Bible. Who wrote the Bible? How was it written? You know, before the Bible was written down, God actually spoke to man personally. We see in the Bible in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16 that God is speaking to Adam, his created man, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." See, this is an example of God speaking directly to man. Later, God would have laws written down and deliver his laws to be written down. Those include the Mosaical laws. We call them Mosaical because they were given to Moses. You probably have heard about the Ten Commandments being written in stone by God, and then that was delivered to the people. Later, we have actual books written down, or scrolls that were written down by man. Man took God's laws and his commandments and wrote them down so that others could read them, and they were preserved that way for years to come. Now, how could man accurately write down what God wanted him to write? That's where the word inspiration comes into play. You've probably thought of the word inspiration in many ways, like I was inspired to do something, I had an inspiration, I had this thought that came into my head. Well, that's sort of what we're talking about. That is certainly some definitions of inspiration, but when we look at Bible inspiration, we're really looking at something that's a little bit different, more unique, we might say. Let's take a look at the book of Job, chapter 32. Job, chapter 32, and we're going to read verse 8. Here we read, "But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding." Job 32, verse 8, inspiration is from a Hebrew word meaning to breathe. And this is sort of the idea that we get in with inspiration of the Bible, breathed out. Let's look at another example that may make even more sense and make things clearer. When we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to read verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. This verse talks about Scripture, and it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God." And there that word inspiration is from a Greek word that's theopneustos. Theo really is where we get the idea of theology or the idea of God, theos meaning God. And then neustos or pneuma is the word breathe. So once again we see that inspiration has to do with breath. But what in the world are we really seeing here? This verse says all Scripture is given by inspiration, or another way we might say that is all Scripture is God-breathed. That means that the Scripture has been breathed out by God. It is the breath of God. It is the Word of God. I also think about it in the sense of someone breathing down your neck. Maybe you've heard of that phrase before. Someone breathing down your neck, when someone's looking over you and watching what you do and making sure that you do it right. Maybe you have a boss or someone that does that. You know, move that over there, turn that this way, write this down, and you almost feel like he's breathing down your neck, telling you exactly what to do. Well, when these writers would write, they would try to write what God wanted them to write and what God was teaching them and telling them. We can see their personalities coming through. Some of the writers wrote things that other writers did not. For example, the Apostle Paul wrote lots of personal things. You know, greetings to this person. Please bring my cloak when you come. There were personal things that Paul would write and personal characteristics of his writing. But nevertheless, all Scripture was God-breathed. God was breathing it out to the apostles and teaching them. The Holy Spirit was teaching the apostles what to say and what to understand so that they could then express it through their own writing. We also know that the Holy Spirit was overseeing these writings. We almost might say the Holy Spirit was breathing down the necks of the apostles, not in a bad way, but to oversee, to make sure that every word that was put in the Bible was there and it was accurate, making sure that it was perfect. So this verse, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, is really saying all scripture is God-breathed. When these men would write, they would speak from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit. And we can see that even written in the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to read verses 19 through 21. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 19 through 21. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Here it very clearly says, these prophecies, these writings, these scriptures did not come because man invented them and thought, hey, I think I'll write something down. I'm inspired. Not in that sense. Not inspired as in you had your own thought and your own idea and you wrote it down, but inspired in that you were God-breathed, that God gave you information, God gave you knowledge, God gave you teaching, and oversaw the work as you wrote it down. Men spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That's how we have the writings. That's how we can have them accurately. We can know that the scriptures are accurate. God oversaw the writing process. These men spoke words that the Holy Spirit gave to them. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, let's read verses 10 through 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Did you hear that in the last verse there, verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 2? We don't speak in the words that man's wisdom would teach, but we speak in the words that the Holy Ghost teaches. This is important to notice because the Holy Ghost did not just oversee the general ideas. There's a lot of misconception in the Bible, with the Bible today, that people say, well, yes, the Bible is inspired, but it's just the thoughts or the ideas. The words aren't necessarily accurate. The words aren't. No, this says the words of the Bible were words that were given by the Holy Spirit. The men spake words that the Holy Spirit gave to them. The Holy Spirit was overseeing the entire work, word for word. This is what we would call verbal and plenary inspiration. Verbal meaning that it's a word inspiration, even the words are inspired. And plenary meaning full, that all the scriptures are inspired. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, as we read in 2 Timothy 3:16. So the conclusion is an important one concerning inspiration. God oversaw the work of these writers, and God taught them and gave them even the very words to write. And we know that if you want to convey precise thoughts, you need precise words. All it took for Satan in the Garden of Eden to change the meaning of God was the insertion of one word. God had said, if you eat of this fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. But Satan came along and said, ye shall not surely die. Just that one word made an entire difference on whether or not man sinned. And of course, we realize that words need to be very precise in order to convey a very precise meaning. So it's important to remember that Scripture was overseen by God. He oversaw the process and even gave them the words that they can use and made sure that even the words were accurate. Now, this doesn't mean, again, that the writers were just machines, like a typewriter, someone putting the words in, and the typewriter just puts the exact words back out. Because the writers did express their own personal thoughts, and their own characteristics of writing can be seen. But nevertheless, the Holy Spirit made sure that all the words being used were accurate, all the words were true, all the words were faithful. And when there were things that the apostles did not understand or the writers did not know, the Holy Spirit would help them and teach them and give them the words that they would need. Let's look at another verse that talks about that in John chapter 14 and verse 26. John chapter 14 and verse 26. Here Jesus is speaking to the apostles, and they're a little upset because Jesus has said, "I'm going to have to go away." And of course, that makes them sad. Jesus, though, is going to say, "There's someone else who's going to come when I leave, and that's the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, and He will comfort you." And so when He tells the apostles in verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Jesus is letting the apostles know when the Holy Spirit comes, He's going to teach them all things. Things they didn't quite understand, perhaps, before, even though Jesus had told them. Things that they were confused about, or things they just didn't understand. And also, Jesus says, the Holy Spirit will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. How did the apostles and the writers remember all those things that Jesus had said? And not just remember the thoughts, not just remember the ideas, but remember the words, the exact words that Jesus said. It was because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave them the words that Jesus had spoken. He gave them the knowledge of Jesus. He gave them the truth and the instruction of Jesus so that it could be written down, and it could be written down accurately. And as it was being recorded, the Holy Spirit oversaw the process to make sure that it was correct. So that now we can say, just as 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is inspired of God. Or, another way of saying that is, all Scripture is God-breathed. It is a product of the divine breath and the divine oversight, so that we can read the Bible and know that these words are not only approved of God, but they are the very Word of God.